You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SANRAL has cancelled tenders to the value of over 17 billion rand, saying there were material irregularities. SANRAL spokesperson Vusi Mona joins me on the line. A very good evening to you. Thanks so much for your time. It's good to be speaking to you tonight. Just explain to us what type of tenders were cancelled and why.
Good evening. It is a total of five tenders. One is a monumental bridge that we're building in Eastern Cape. You've got the EB Kruger in Durban. You've got the R56 Matatiele. You've got the open road tolling tender here in Gauteng. The fifth one, the escape split, but in total it is five tenders. And the reason why these were cancelled in January 2020, the SANRAL board took a decision that our design consultants who were involved in the design and the development of technical specifications, right, should not be involved in the evaluation of submissions by bidders. Now, this decision was not implemented by management in the evaluation of the five affected tenders. How did board come to know about it? This was established by a proactive assurance exercise that is usually conducted by internal audit and the legal department for tenders above a certain value. Tenders above 750 million, they are subjected to a proactive assurance exercise so that board can satisfy itself that management has done the right thing. So it was established that we did not comply with that board decision. And that was also bolstered by an external legal opinion. So board did not just look at the opinion by, you know, SANRAL internal audit and legal. He subjected the outcome of that assurance exercise to an external legal opinion.
Okay.
An important conclusion flowed from that exercise, which basically said, you know, the participation of design consultants in the technical evaluation was non-compliant with the board's resolution and therefore constitutes a material irregularity.
Okay. Was there a time period that the cancelled tenders fell under, and was that resolution that you've just described to me about people who were part of the design the only reason or resolution that was breached with these tenders?
Well, in terms of the board resolution, specific board resolution, yes, but there were other lapses that occurred in the tender process, right, which resulted in irregularities. For an example, there was a bid that should have been considered as non-responsive and therefore disqualified, right? Because it was not submitted in the prescribed and required format as given in the specifications. But that bid found its way to the board for approval when it should have been disqualified.
Okay.
Right? There is another one in the five that I've spoken about where the scope of works was increased with additional roads, right, in order to accommodate what is a 30% subcontracting requirement at SANRAL. So but just to, you know, to explain this, we give you we put this project up for tender. The bidder says, look, I can't meet on this project the 30%, but if you give me additional roads, I will meet it. Now, that's increasing the scope, of work. And still on the 30% requirement. There's one instance where, you know, without board approval, the 30% requirement was reduced to 15%. Things which require board approval. And board then said to management, sorry, we can't find our way out of this. You're going to have to go back to the drawing board. And board is alive to the fact that this is going to be a blow to the construction industry. So they've said, you know, to management, you do this in the quickest time possible. Within 4 months, you should have reevaluated and awarded. Because, you know, we are alive to the impact on the construction industry. But critically, we need to deliver the infrastructure to stimulate the economy, to create jobs. So, yeah, that's the instruction from board.
Okay, Mr. Mona, very briefly, but I've got a lot of points that I'd like to cover and just some more clarity. So I've read you saying in response to the kind of blowback that you've received that the alternative to not following governance procedures is chaos. Response from CEOs like Lucas Tseki from Concor is that this, what you have done as Sanral, is chaos. And that economy that you've just spoken about and the rebuilding, you are holding people back and you're doing the contrary to stimulating the economy. So I'd just like to find out your response to that, one, and two, the kind of engagements you've had with those affected service providers, if any.
Well, we hear what industry is saying, that this is chaos, but I think with respect, it would be more chaotic if board resolutions are ignored. I'm sure the said captain of industry that you are quoting certainly in his company, they don't do business that way, where the board of that company makes decisions and management just decides to disregard those decisions. That would be chaotic. So from where we see it, Sanral board is actually avoiding a situation where there is a breakdown of governance.
All right. And very briefly, my apologies for interjecting. We do have one more interview. So my apologies for interjecting. I just want the clarity on something that you mentioned earlier on. So these tenders were cancelled. Do people need to reevaluate and get themselves in order, or do they have to start the procurement process from scratch and tendering from scratch for these tenders?
Most definitely, because the process has been contaminated.
Thank you so much for your time on the SAFM MoneyWeb Market Update this evening. Vusi Mona, the spokesperson of Sanral, speaking to us there about cancelling tenders to the value of $17 billion rather and more.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.